Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Hebrews chapter 11, reading verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, reading from verse 1. Are you there? The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a very, very important message for somebody here. I don't know how many we are, but I'm talking to someone specifically. I want to tell you that God is able.
Amen.
God is able.
Amen.
God is able.
Amen.
His word says he's able to do exceedingly.
Amen.
Exceedingly means more than enough.
Amen.
It means that if you need a job, God will not just give you a job. He will give you a job that will shock you.
Amen.
I don't feel the amens here. Maybe if I come. If you ask God for a child, you say, "God, I just want child." God can give you three. One time.
Amen.
Because he's the God of more than enough.
Amen.
More than enough.
Amen.
He's able.
Amen.
I feel that at times, there are people who have given up on God. They think that they have put themselves in a hole that nobody can take them out of. Even people here today, sitting here listening to my voice, you feel like what you have, where you are in life, that's the highest you will achieve. Can I tell you that the devil is a liar?
Amen.
I said the devil is a liar.
Amen.
I said the devil is a liar.
Amen.
I said the devil is a liar.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I prophesy into your life that you will make it.
Amen.
I prophesy into your life.
Amen.
That because of you, witches will be discouraged.
Amen.
Because of you, people who hate you will be discouraged.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your life is turning around.
Amen.
Your situation is changing.
Amen.
God will make you a star in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Do you believe what I'm saying to you?
Amen.
There is nothing impossible with God.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing means nothing.
Amen.
Who are you and what is your problem that's bigger than God?
Amen.
The creator of the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
Who just looked and said, "Let there be."
Amen.
Let there be. And your small anyana problem, you have given up on such a great God.
Amen.
You will make it.
Amen.
You will make it.
Amen.
That situation is not your end.
Amen.
That situation is not your end.
Amen.
What the devil thought will finish you is the thing that will lift you up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yesterday I was telling them that if you want to move from grade, what? Grade. Which one has exams? I don't think grade one has exams. If you want to move from grade 10 to grade 11, do they just come to you and ask you, "Okay, brother, do you want to go to the next grade?" You have to write an exam. When you pass that exam,
yes,
then you go to the next grade. Life works like that. The problems you are facing, God has not allowed them to happen to you because he hates you.
Amen.
God has not allowed them to happen to you because he wants to destroy you.
Amen.
The reason you are facing what you are facing is God has allowed it because he knows that once you overcome, you move to your next level.
Amen.
I say you move to your next level.
Amen.
Jesus said, when people persecute you, when you go through difficulties, Jesus said you must be happy.
Amen.
Jesus said you must celebrate.
Amen.
Why would he say be happy for problems? Because he knows that they are the exams of life.
Amen.
When you overcome, you are in another level.
Amen.
Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
So I don't want anyone in this church to be discouraged.
Amen.
I don't want anyone in this church to give up.
Amen.
I want you to know from the depths of your heart.
Amen.
I said from the depths of your heart.
Amen.
That you will make it.
Amen.
That you will make it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Tell your neighbor, say, I will make it. Tell your neighbor, say, I don't know about you, but I will make it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today I want to continue from where I left off last week. Last week, we read from the book of James, chapter 4. If you have your Bible, please go there. James, chapter 4. And I want us to read specifically in verse 10. Bafana, you will make it. You will make it. You will rise. You will rise. James chapter 4, verse 10. My sister, what's your name? Nomvula. You will make it. You will make it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am in the book of James, chapter 4, and verse 10. Humble yourself by the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Hallelujah. Humble yourself. Someone say myself.
Myself.
It doesn't say ask your friend to humble you. It doesn't say your parents must humble you. It says humble yourself.
Amen.
In other words, there's something that you must do. By the sight of the Lord, then, only then. It means if you are not humble, there will be no lifting.
Amen.
The lifting is dependent on the humility.
Amen.
It's dependent.
Amen.
Then when God has noticed that you have humbled yourself, then he comes into the picture. Then you start to experience the lifting of God.
Amen.
Once you have humbled yourself.
Amen.
It's very, very important.
Amen.
So I told you how this thing works where faith is concerned. I told you of this woman who was living in the days of famine. Because God was angry with Israel, he locked the heavens. There was no rain for 3.5 years.
Amen.
And when there is no rain, food becomes a problem.
Amen.
So this woman had run out of food. She had her last meal, maize meal or whatever, flour, and a little bottle of oil. And she told herself that this is our last meal. She said, my son, I'm going to go collect some sticks, because in those days there was no electricity. We're gonna make fire and I will make our last meal. After that, we die. So the woman left the house. As she was looking for sticks, she found a man of God. And the man of God said to her, "I am thirsty. Please go get me some water." Now, the woman of God didn't say, "Who are you?" One trial, man. Who must fetch you water? The woman responded to the language of the Spirit. And she went. And as she went, the man of God said, "As you go to collect water for me, please bake me a cake." Hey, this man of God. Then the woman said, "Sir, I don't mind baking you a cake, but I simply don't have. What I have is going to be my last meal that me and my son are going to eat. After we eat it, we will wait to die because we don't have any more hope." The man of God said, "I hear you. I hear your problems. But go and make me a cake. Because thus said the Lord, the flour will never run out and the oil will never run out." Amen. Somebody would have said, "What a foolish man of God. Where have you ever heard that flour will not run out?" Never seen such nonsense before. But the woman humbled herself. Amen. This instruction that doesn't make sense. She just decided. You said, who said? She said, the man of God said, "Thus said the Lord." The Lord. Okay. If it's coming from the Lord, I will do it. Amen. Now imagine the faith. The faith. "Lord, my last meal." Amen. And she went to the house and prepared a cake for this man of God. When she looked at the container, there was nothing. She prepared her last meal for this man of God. She went and served the man of God. And the man of God ate. When she went back, because the Bible says, "After I eat, then go prepare for yourself." So she went. To her shock, there was flour in the container. Amen. To her shock, there was oil in the bottle. Amen. Most of the time when you walk with God, God gives instructions that don't make sense. Amen. Give. Hey, I must do what? Give. Give. "But Lord, I already don't have. What do you want me to give?" God says, "Give. Only when you give, it shall be given to you." Amen. But wait, not just given to you, shaken down, pressed together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. Now, whether you like it or you don't like it, whether you give or you don't give, that scripture is truth. Amen. And only those who will humble themselves to obey will experience the power of that word.
Amen.
Pride is a resistance.
Amen.
2 nights ago, I was sleeping, minding my own business. Do you hear what I'm saying? Minding my own business. And then I hear this voice. And this voice says to me, "I want you to go on a fast." When I heard the word fast, I said, "Wait over there. Loose in Jesus' name, loose." And the voice continued and said, "I want you to go on a fast for 1 week." So 1 week. And I started thinking, okay, I'm going to eat 1 meal a day. And I want you to fast for 1 week without food. I woke up, I walked around, I said, "No, it wasn't the Lord. It wasn't the Lord. It wasn't the Lord. Maybe I was dreaming and maybe I was thinking. It wasn't the Lord." And as I was preparing to come and preach on Saturday, then I said to myself, will Satan encourage me to pray? Will Satan encourage me to hide myself and seek the Lord? Then I remembered my message that I preached last week. Humble yourself by the side of the Lord and He will lift you up. And I said, Lord, I surrender. Your servant will obey.
Amen.
So pride makes you resist the blessing of the Lord. It makes you resist. It makes you fight. You see, God loves you so much, but He will never break His principles. God wants you to read your Bible.
Amen.
And through the simple reading of your Bible, there's so much power there.
Amen.
It's unbelievable.
Amen.
I've seen people dramatically changed.
Amen.
Just from the Word of God. People have come to me and said, Pastor, if I haven't met you, I would have been a murderer. Murder. One of my church members who's here, I just don't see her. I don't know where she's sitting. She said, Pastor, she likes to say, Pastor, wait till you change it, man. Unchange it. And I'll say, no, it's not me, it's Jesus. There's power in God's word. There's power.
Amen.
Power to change your life.
Amen.
Power to take you from where you are and shift it to your next level.
Amen.
There's power.
Amen.
There's power to heal your relationships.
Amen.
There's power to take you to school.
Amen.
There's power to get you a job.
Amen.
In the Word of God.
Amen.
Pastor, it doesn't make sense. How can I just read the Bible and get a job? Am I not supposed to be rather going back to school? I hear you. Start with your Bible.
Amen.
Start with your Bible.
Amen.
If I never met God, I would have never finished school. I know myself. It is my meeting of God that did something to me. I remember sometimes I'll be lying on my bed and I'll be writing exams and I'm not studying and I'm sleeping. Then I'll feel a hand, wake up, study. When I open my eyes, I look, I see nobody. I realize that God is telling me to study. If I never met the Lord, I would have never made it. I remember when I was in my fourth year, my last year of university, I walked into my class and my major subject, I did quantity surveying. I remember my lecturer, a short man like this, big man. He came, walked into the class, hello, class, hello. He came and started writing. And he was talking, and he was writing, and he was talking, and he was writing for 2 hours. When the 2 hours finished, not one thing that he wrote I understood. I didn't understand one, zero. I became afraid. My first day, I said, man, if I don't understand anything written for 2 hours, will I pass this subject? To my shock, I finished. You see, when you meet the Lord, He is able to transform your life.
Amen.
All you have to do is to humble yourself. Humble yourself. Pray. Tell your neighbor, say pray. Say pray.
Pray.
No, Pastor. You're too busy to what? You mean in a 24-hour day, you can't just say, Lord, thank you for your mercies. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for protecting me. You are too busy. Let me tell you, you are not too busy. Humble yourself. Humble yourself by the side of the Lord. And He will lift you up. Hallelujah. So God wants to lift you up. But our pride is fighting Him. God wants to lift you up, but our pride is fighting him. Someone here, maybe God is saying, go back to school. And you're saying, God, but do you see how old I am? I'll be the oldest in the class. They will laugh at me. Not knowing that God is getting ready to lift you up. Amen. That God is getting ready to take you to your next level.
Amen.
But because you are thinking of things that don't matter. So if they laugh at you, then what? Then what? If you are the oldest in the class, then so what? Tell your neighbor, so what? Ah. When I was in university, I was amongst the oldest in the class. Because when I finished my trip for about a year or so, I couldn't get a school. About a year or two. When I actually started, when I came to class, everyone was at least 2 years or 3 years younger than me. And to my surprise, a big man married like this, he came walking in the class with a bag. And I said, and then you? He said, I'm also coming to learn. And we finished together. He became a quantity surveyor. He was probably in his 40s. And he became a quantity surveyor.
Amen.
Oh, pastor. But don't tear. Humble yourself.
Amen.
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 In fact, you are better because you now, you know what you want in life. These young ones still want to fool around.
Amen.
Your amens are not blessing me. Let me continue.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in James chapter 4, verse 10 that we've read, it says, humble yourself by the sight. Someone say sight.
Sight.
That word sight is important. In some of your versions, it says, humble yourselves in the presence of God. Sometimes the King James Bible uses the word sight for presence. Someone say presence.
Yes.
Humble yourself by the presence of God. Many people are running away from God's presence. Many people are running away from God's presence. In the book of Genesis chapter 3, we see the story of Adam and Eve when they met a snake. And the snake said to them, what did God say about this tree and the fruit of the tree? And the woman said, God said we must not eat from it. To cut the long story short, the Bible says, the man and the woman ate from the tree. Someone say they ate. In verse 8 of Genesis chapter 3, the Bible says, they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the Bible says, and they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Someone say, they hid themselves. Many of us, when God is coming to you and saying, my daughter, my son, I'm coming to lift you up. Instead of saying, yes, Lord, you run. Balega, balega. You are using that song in the wrong place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, say, are you running from God? What are they saying? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So many people, God cannot lift them up because they are running. And why are they running? Because they don't want to change their ways.
Amen.
The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
I believe in verse 5, it says that, and the life was the light of man. In other words, God himself is light.
Amen.
So when Jesus comes into your life, he will see everything.
Amen.
He will see.
Amen.
And many people, they don't want him to see, because if he sees, it means that you have to change.
Amen.
True or not true?
Amen.
Let's read John chapter 3 quickly, verse 16. I'm almost finished preaching. John chapter 3, let's read from verse 16. John chapter 3, reading from verse 16. Are you there? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that a beautiful scripture? It tells us that God loves us, but loves us to the point that he sacrificed his Son so that none of us will perish. What a beautiful scripture. I mean, after reading this scripture, everybody should willingly, without problem, receive Jesus.
Amen.
I wish the Bible ended here. Verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
Here begins the problem. Verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved what? Men loved darkness rather than the light. There are people who love their darkness more than they love the light. The Bible says, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hated the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. So many people run from the glorious presence of God, from the place of healing, from the place of salvation, from the place of promotion, because they don't want to change their ways. Pastor, if I come to church too much, I know at some point I'm going to have to stop drinking. I will come, Pastor, just hurling money. But I can't commit. Because if I commit, the light will start shining where it shouldn't shine.
Amen.
You're encouraging me, Brother Wisdom. Keep saying your loud amens.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Humble yourself, Bazalwane.
Amen.
Why would you want to keep a bottle of beer that does nothing but continually destroys your life and your future?
Amen.
Than to accept the presence of God.
Amen.
His presence that can take you out from the deepest pit.
Amen.
His presence that can bring honor to your life.
Amen.
For a bottle of beer. For a little smoke. Just surrender.
Amen.
Lord, it's going to be tough, but I trust you. I know that if I trust in you and you take over my life, there is no way that my destiny will be destroyed.
Amen.
Lord, I don't care how many people have laughed at me and have said I won't become nothing, but I know that if I trust in the everlasting hands of the Most High,
yes,
you will take me from glory to glory.
Amen.
Just humble yourself.
Amen.
Humble yourself.
Amen.
Allow God to change you.
Amen.
Allow him.
Amen.
And listen to me.
Amen.
You can, I mean, I remember one day at work, they were celebrating something, I can't remember. And one woman asked me, because they were all holding alcohol. And I was the only one not holding alcohol. And they said, don't you drink? And I said, no, I don't drink. So the woman said, huh? You say what? I said, I don't drink. Then the woman said, how do you have fun? Now, how do you enjoy yourself? Now, who said that drinking and fun are friends? Who said that I have to have drink to have fun? What a foolish woman. You can enjoy life without alcohol.
Amen.
You can enjoy life without smoking.
Amen.
You can enjoy life without going to the clubs there.
Amen.
You can have peace.
Amen.
You can have joy.
Amen.
You can walk in this life without oppression.
Amen.
You can be overflowing with the life of Christ.
Amen.
I don't drink. Am I dead? Do I look dead to you?
No.
Just humble yourself.
Amen.
Fall into God's arms.
Amen.
And watch what He will do with you.
Amen.
He's ready to lift you up.
Amen.
He's waiting for you to humble yourself.
Amen.
I said, He is ready to lift you up.
Amen.
He's ready.
Amen.
He's ready.
Amen.
God doesn't hate you, okay? He's just waiting for you.
Amen.
I listen to me.
Amen.
Many people, when we invite them to church, they'll say, "Ish, I'm not ready." Or when we preach to them and say, "Receive Jesus into your heart," they say, "I'm not ready." For many of them, the reason why they say they are not ready is because they are actually not ready for the light to shine in certain places. For some, they truly and genuinely want to come to the light. But they think that, let me try to fix myself first. Then I will come to the light. Ladies and gentlemen, you will fix yourself till Jesus comes. There's only one person that can fix us.
Amen.
And that is Jesus.
Amen.
So just humble yourself.
Amen.
Stop trying too many things.
Amen.
Just fall into the merciful arms of God.
Amen.
When you come to God, He doesn't say, one who tlemanga jebo. Stawa. Is that how you say it? He loves you.
Amen.
Haven't you read that story of a young man who said, Father, give me everything. My inheritance. And the Bible says, this young man went and lived a life of riotous living. Every party he was there. Everywhere. Grooving. Grooving to come nice. He was in, they knew him. When he came, they said, yeah, now the party is about to start. Whenever he arrives, the party begins. Then he lost everything. Then he decided, let me go back home. You thought that when his father saw him, he was going to say, you don't listen. But the Bible rather said, his father ran towards him. Ran. And when he got to him, he embraced him and kissed him. And he said, my son has come back home.
Amen.
That is our God.
Amen.
He doesn't condemn you.
Amen.
He doesn't make fun of you.
Amen.
He loves you.
Amen.
If you just humble yourself,
Amen.
He will take you as you are.
Amen.
And He will begin to lift you up and make you something great.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm becoming something great in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. For the Lord, for the Lord, for the Lord. So don't be afraid to humble yourself. Don't be. God is a good God. He will be with you. He will help you. You know, I'm talking about something, you know, some of us are saying, but Pastor, I don't drink, I don't smoke. I don't know what you are talking about. But if the light shines, there is something. Say amen.
Amen.
There's a gentleman called Jonah. He was a man of God. prophet. And in Jonah chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 3, God tells Jonah, and he said, Mr. Jonah, I want you to go and preach to a city called Nineveh. And the Bible says when Jonah heard this thing, he fled from the presence of God. He ran away from the presence of God. This is a believer. A man of God. Running away from the presence of God. Because he doesn't want to obey. Just humble yourself. Stop resisting. Stop fighting. Allow God to take over. Allow God to take control.
Amen.
Of your education.
Amen.
Of your family.
Amen.
Of your relationships.
Amen.
Of your job.
Amen.
Allow him. When I started working, there was this lady in our office. She never wanted to do her work. They'll give us responsibilities. Tola, you do this. So-so-and-so, you do this. So-so-and-so, you do this. This lady's work always ended up in my desk. And sometimes I'll get in trouble for something she should have done. Then one day I said, Jehovah, I am your child. I am your servant. Fight for me. Someone say, fight for me.
Fight for me.
What was I doing? I was humbling myself. Because another one would have said, wait till now I'm trying. I said, no, Lord, take over.
Amen.
Then out of the blue, my boss came into the office and gave the sister work. And she said to her, I don't want anyone else in this office to do this work. Only you, okay?
Amen.
I smiled in my heart. I said, Jesus,
Amen.
You are the King of Kings.
Amen.
You are the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can fight for you anything that concerns you.
Amen.
You just need to humble yourself.
Amen.
Tell you never say, humble yourself.
Humble yourself.
Yeah. You'll start to see his power. Yeah. You'll start to see his lifting.
Amen.
You'll start to see his glory.
Amen.
You'll start to see his life.
Amen.
Humble yourself. Humble yourself.
Amen.
Humble yourself.
Amen.
By the side of the Lord.
Amen.
And he will lift you up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, neighbor.
From today.
We don't run away.
From the presence of
God. Put your hands together for Jesus and celebrate him. It's possible. It's possible. I remember when I started being serious with the Lord. I mean, I tell this story many times. And I tell it because I know the days we are living in. I was in the office one day and all the bosses were gone. And it was just me. I was a student and the driver and the receptionist. So the receptionist started. The receptionist was a lady. And she started talking about her boyfriend. When she finished, the driver started talking about his girlfriend. And I can see where this thing is going. But I couldn't go anywhere. I was at work. And so they asked me, do you have a girlfriend? I said, I don't have a girlfriend. They said, why? And I said, I'm waiting on the Lord. I thought I was saying something spiritual. Man, they laughed at me. The driver guy laughed to the point that he started crying. And he was pointing at me. Wah! 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 And he started crying. Because he was laughing at me. I'll never forget that day. Do you think it was nice? But I had read my Bible. And I knew that my God can give me the type of wife that we will be happy all our lives.
Amen.
Then one particular day in August, August is a special month between me and God. My birth month. God always does something for me in August. It doesn't fail that God won't do anything for me in August. I was lying in my bed and God asked me, he said, "Sir, would you like to marry next year by this time?" I said, "Obvious, Lord, who wouldn't want to marry?" Then about a week later, my grandmother was lying on her bed. She wasn't asleep. She fell into a vision. I told you the story many times. And she saw herself going to Limpopo. She saw herself going to my wife's family. She saw herself lobola negotiations. Then she saw that the negotiations went well. From there, she saw herself in my wedding. And she saw me getting married to my wife.
Amen.
Just a week after the Lord said, "Do you want to marry next year by this time?" Is it a coincidence? It can't be. Me who was waiting on the Lord had now answered my prayers.
Yes.
I said, the Lord had now answered my prayers.
Yes.
All you need to do is humble yourself.
Yes.
Humble. 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 Just humble. Then you will see the lifting of God. Then you will see the might of God.
Amen.
You will see it.
Amen.
Let go.
Amen.
Trust Him. Lord, all I get a month is so much money. I can't even finish a month with my money. It's because you are trying to do it with your own power.
Amen.
You are trying to do it with your own strength.
Amen.
Humble yourself.
Amen.
It doesn't make sense to pay 10% of what is already little. It doesn't make sense.
Amen.
It doesn't make sense to give from where it's already small.
Amen.
But just humble yourself.
Amen.
And watch God's lifting. If there's one thing I know that I know that I know, is that our God is not a covenant breaker. He keeps His promises. He fulfills His promises. So if He says, "Given, it shall be given," it shall come to pass. All you need to do is humble yourself. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord and give Him praise. I'm giving you keys to succeed in life.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Yeah. When Solomon asked God for wisdom, the Bible says Solomon became the richest man. Sorry, he became the richest man in the world. Do you think that happened in one day? God told him that everything you didn't ask for, I will give you. But it didn't happen in one day. So just humble and give yourself to God's process.
Amen.
Just do what He tells you to do.
Amen.
It may take a month. It may take a year. It may take 5 years. But one thing that I know is that it shall happen.
Amen.
It shall come to pass.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's rise to our feet. Celebrate the Lord and put a mighty, give Him a mighty, mighty hand as you rise to your feet.
Thank you for listening to the powerful Word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.